We're at the Corn Festival. We've been here before, and glad to be back. Meeting up with our son Mark and his wife Becca. Becca is from Lorain County, and they don't live too far from here, so this was a chance to get to see them and also be at the Corn Festival. So Fran and I have been here before. It's always fun. And we really just started off at the Manning Law Office, and a bunch of volunteers were going out and knock on doors. So we kind of kicked that off, and then we're going to be here for a little while, eat a little corn, and then we've got a parade in Cuyahoga County we're going to. So,
what's your message for those volunteers going out knocking on doors today?
Well, I'll tell you what I told them. I told them that Ohio has come a long way in the last 8 years. And we should be proud of where we are, but we still have some people who are left behind. And, you know, what John Houston and I want to do is to create hope and opportunity for every Ohioan. I mean, that's really what our goal is. We put out a platform on children, which has a lot of focus on early childhood development, because we think that's the most important investment, frankly, that we can make. That is not really being made sufficiently yet. We also, you know, have a 12-point plan in regard to the drug problem, and last week we put out a wellness plan, which we will use first for state employees, the 45,000 state employees, to put a lot more emphasis on wellness and give incentives for people to, you know, do all the things that you need to do to reduce the possibility of a chronic illness. We hope then to take that to the Medicaid population, at least part of the Medicaid population. Again, because we think Medicaid can be improved, and one of the ways we improve it is by putting a real focus on wellness and prevention. So that really was our message this morning. It's a message of hope. It's a message of opportunity. That's our goal for every single Ohioan, and that's really what we talk about every day. I'm optimistic about our future in Ohio. I mean, I just think we have a lot of good things going for us. We got to take care of the lake, great source of water and recreation, commerce. We are well situated geographically in this country. So I think the spotlight really is coming back to the Midwest, and our goal is to be the state that leads in the Midwest, leads in regard to job creation, leads in how inviting we are to new business to come in here and to grow.
One other thing about the state takeover of schools in Lorain. There are Democrats there. Richard Cordwright opposes that bill that allows the state to step in, like in Youngstown or in Lorain, to take over a school district. Members of the Lorain School Board, none too happy about it. What are your thoughts about state takeovers of local school systems?
Look, this is something, you know, you never want to see. You never want to see state having to come in and take over. I have a very open mind. I've talked to some people in Lorain County I know who are very concerned about that. We have a few other school districts that are teetering, you know, that may go that direction. So I'm very open to discuss. I'm a great believer in local control. Things happen at the local level. And there's a reason that in Ohio we have a real focus on local control. That includes our school districts, but also all our townships, all our villages, all our cities. And so, you know, one of the things that I point out to people is I started my career as a county prosecutor, so I started at the local level. John Houston, my running mate, started working for the Chamber of Commerce, so he understands local. So, but as far as, you know, that the particular legislation, you know, I'm open to discuss with people what, you know, what their thoughts are and how it's actually been working in the real world. So.
Maybe a real sidebar here, but
sure.
I knew George Voinovich from his days back in Cleveland. I worked on Cleveland radio for a while.
Okay.
What are your fondest memories of him?
Well, of course, I ran for, you know, he asked me to be his lieutenant governor candidate, which is really when I first started traveling the state extensively. That was late 1989 for the 1990 gubernatorial election. But I think my, you know, my when I think of George Voinovich, I think of someone who really was an innovator in making government work better. And we're going to try to improve on that and take it to the next level. I mean, today what we have is great technology. And I think one of the ways you make state government work better, be more consumer-friendly, more citizen-friendly, save money, is by the use of technology. Private businesses using that today, we need to use it. And it's one of the things, frankly, the last time I talked to George, he and I talked about. We talked about how do you go to the next level of making state government actually work better, saving taxpayers' dollars. He was very, very much devoted to that. Of course, that was 25 years ago when he took office. And the world has changed with what's available as far as the technology. So it's now time to go to the next level. Yeah, I guess, you know, when I think of George, I also think of him out fishing on Lake Erie, which he loved to do. I mean, he loved it. In fact, in this cookbook that Fran and I are handing out, there is a recipe from George Voinovich. I will leave you each a cookbook. And there's a recipe that we took from George, and it's about how do you cook walleye. So, although Fran wonders if George really put capers on his walleye, so we're not quite sure about that.
Okay.